Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending the next hour with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, where we provide extreme renovations for animal rescues in need. So today we've got a great panel here. And first and foremost, Happy New Year, everyone. So glad you're with us today. We're going to be talking about some pretty informative topics with Dr. Carol. She's going to be talking about what things you can do this year when you and when you should be worried about lumps and bumps on your pet. So very important. And we're going to be starting off the show with Anthony Benny of Clear Conscience Pet. He is going to be providing the 14 New Year's resolutions that are very, very important. And we're also going to be talking about what we should be doing to take care of our pets in these frigid temperatures that we've all been experiencing across the U.S. I think the only place the other day that wasn't below freezing was Hawaii. Can we all get there, please? So I want to remind everyone before we get started that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. They have 15 locations in New England and the best selection of high-quality pet food out there. They're one of the main reasons that my organization, Project Positive, can renovate so many animal rescues in need. So please visit them at petlifestores.com. My first guest is Anthony Benny, as I said. He is a co-founder of Clear Conscience Pet. And this is why I like having Anthony on as a guest, because he really gets it when it comes to nutrition. So listen to this. Clear Conscience Pet was founded in 2010. It's already won a ton of awards. And it creates holistically formulated and cleanly sourced, that's important, nutrition products for dogs and cats. It's family-owned, and their dream and vision is to follow a philosophy of uncompromising quality, ethics, dedication to animals that go way beyond products, and they are just all around experts when it comes to nutrition. I want to mention to you that Anthony is very well educated in pet nutrition and has even been guest lecturers at several universities like Cornell and the University of Florida in Gainesville. So Anthony, I'm very excited to have you on the show today with us.
Oh, thank you, Jill, and thank you for that extremely kind and gracious introduction.
My pleasure, and I absolutely mean it. So let's get started. We want to talk about the 14 important things that we can do this year to make 2014 really like one of the best years for our pets. So let's get started. Let's talk about these top 14.
I'm sorry, Jill.
So go for it.
Yeah, well, the reason, of course, I did 14 was because it's 2014, so it's a good thing I could come up with 14 ideas. I was worried at about number 11.
Yeah.
The first thing I wanted to throw out there is reduce the carbohydrate levels in your dog's or cat's diet. And you have to definitely learn to read labels a little bit better to do this, but I think that we've gotten a little bit caught up in the grain-free thing, which is, it's a good start, but there's a lot of products out there that are grain-free that still are relatively high in carbohydrates. So look for higher protein, meat-first products, and look for not having a lot of ingredients like your tapiocas and your pea flour listed several times, because it's going to kind of tell you that even though there are no grains, you still have a higher carb diet. And one of the things that I think really makes dogs and cats thrive is having about 75 to 80% of their food intake in meat protein. So if we could target towards that, that's going to go a long way towards healthier animals.
So when you say to really sort of limit the carbohydrates, and I'm definitely not an expert by any means of pet nutrition, but I try to keep my pets eating as well as possible. Do carbohydrates turn into sugar, and is that what's keeping them sort of more overweight than they should be?
Yes, that's an excellent question, Jill. What happens with carbs in the canine and feline diet? A little bit differently between the two, but similar. We don't want to get too lost in the mud. Is that the thing that tells a dog or cat that they are full is a complex chemical process, and protein is what triggers it. So you can have pets eating a very high carb diet and overeating and still not feel full. So that's why we see the syndrome, especially with the grocery-type foods, where the animals constantly seem hungry. They're eating more than you can imagine, and they're gaining weight, but they never feel full. Whereas contrary to that, if you do a lower amount of food with a high meat density, it triggers that satiety, that sense of satisfaction. Literally, it's like kind of hormonal in the carnivore's body. And cats are strict carnivores and dogs are omnivorous carnivores, the way we tend to characterize them. So you'll see that dogs will settle down and cats will settle down and seem to be more satisfied. Of course, you know, beggars are beggars and we know how our dogs can be. But when it comes to actual hunger versus being satisfied, meat protein, you know, the highest quality you can and as much of it as you can, balanced with vegetables, to me is the optimum diet without any grains necessary.
Okay, great. So we are going to look at those food labels, see exactly what our pets are eating, and make sure that we're reducing the carbs as much as possible. Okay, great tip. Yes. Let's move on to number two.
Yeah, so let me just quickly say, too, hats off to the companies that are starting to put carb levels on dry pet foods. And I can't name everyone that's doing it, but if a company is listing that carb level, it says a lot to me about the quality of the company themselves.
Oh, really?
That putting that
okay,
in.
Good to know. That's a great tip.
Yeah, so on to number two, which is really just related, make meat protein the real centerpiece of the diet. So I don't think we need to explain that any further. Number three is every year this will be a resolution. Don't use products with chemical preservatives. And that includes your obvious stuff like BHA, BHD, T, ethoxyquin, propylgalate. You know, the list goes on and on. But the one that I'm kind of targeting in my work these days is really getting people away from glycerin and glycerols because they're very common in moist products especially. And it's something that's been kind of pushed off as part of a natural diet. And I'm down on the glycerin thing. So yeah, everyone has their own opinion. In my opinion, it's not necessary in food or treats.
Okay. And do we know, is there any type of literature that's saying what those, having those chemicals in your pet's food can actually do to them?
Well, over the years, there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of what I would call anecdotal experience where folks have, you know, felt strongly that the incidences of cancers and illnesses are severely increased when on chemical preservative type products. In terms of the actual research on these things, you know, you can always get a study that'll go one way or they'll go another. I know ethoxyquin was, you know, one of the ones that was really targeted in the early 90s when I started to become a holistic pet food person. And, you know, that's pretty much gone. There are still some products sneaking around out there with it, but that got slammed pretty hard and there was some pretty good research on that. I think that where we have to kind of start looking is there are things that are in human food. You know, when we say, let's have human-grade food for our pets, I always say, well, we have a caution flag. There are certain human foods and things that are permitted in human food that I don't want in my pet diet that I won't use in the products that
absolutely.
I make.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Anything that's on the shelf for that can last for 3 years, I'm always pretty skeptical about.
Well, yes, and that's a great analogy. I mean, when somebody asks us about our sliders, which are our tender meat treats, and they say, well, it's kind of inconvenient that you have to refrigerate them, you know, within a couple of days after you open them, if you're not going to use them right away, we'd say, well, what would you prefer, the chemicals or to pop something in a fridge like you would with your own food? So we're kind of trying to retrain people as we move along, too.
I totally agree with that. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. So let's just see. So we are on number three already.
We're
Can
on
you
number
believe
five.
It? We have to actually take a break.
Awesome.
So let's come back, Anthony. We're going to give everyone a break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about more of these 14 resolutions. Everyone, before we go, I just want to let you know that our shows are available anytime, 24/7. You can just go to www.wpettalkradio.com on the web, or you can go on your smartphone and download the W Pet Talk Radio app. So we will be right back, and I look forward to talking with everyone in just a few minutes.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place. Welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending the time with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive. I run the organization that provides extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. Check us out at Project Positive, PAWSITIVE. org. So I am talking with Anthony Benny. He's the co-founder of Clear Conscious Pet, and we're talking about some really cool stuff for 2014. I'm going to throw it back to Anthony just so we can really get back to it. We were talking about carbohydrates, sugars, things we can do and manage in our pet's diet and in their lives to make that 2014 definitely the healthiest. So I'm going to throw it back to you, Anthony. What's the next thing that we should really concentrate on for this year?
Well, what I'd like to look at is getting sugar out of our canine diet, and that's in many forms, sugar, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. If you have a daily food that has one of those ingredients, it's a wrong, I have to just say flat out, it's a wrong choice for a daily food. If tiny amounts of molasses or honey are in a biscuit that you use occasionally that's a high-quality biscuit, it's not like, you know, the end of the world, but by general rule, let's keep sugar out of canine diets. It's not something that they're naturally meant to have. They are supposed to create their own glucose through digested protein, once again. In the same area, look for too many carbs in the forms of rice bran, ground rice, rice gluten meal. When you see the same ingredient named five different ways, that's a red flag. The other thing I want to do is to start asking people to look at synthetic vitamins and minerals a little differently. I think we've been a little bit hoodwinked into thinking that we can make up for the ills of a non-balanced diet by throwing a lot of synthetic supplements in, and
sure.
I have become a non-believer in that. So what I would say is if you're using a good daily food, it's required by law to have those supplements in it, try to avoid additional supplementation unless it's for something specific like joint care. That's great. Do the chondroitin. If you're looking for some skin health, do some additional fatty acids. But general multivitamin supplementation on top of a daily food is something that I don't think is a great idea.
Oh, really? See, I didn't know that. And, you know, I do the omega-3s, I do the chondroitin, but I kept thinking to myself, is there something that my dogs are missing in their diet? Should I consider a multivitamin? So you're saying if I'm giving my pet a high-quality food, I shouldn't sort of add supplementation on top of that?
No, not just general purpose supplementation. If you're creating your own diet, then that would come into play. But if you're doing a commercial, a high quality commercial diet, one of the ones that I like or recommend, or that I'm sure that you use, it's going to be loaded with those vitamins and minerals per the AFCO rules. So I'd say kind of back off from it on other areas, but for specific uses, exactly like you're doing.
Okay.
The other thing that I tell people is that, you know, when you're looking at pet food labels, don't hesitate to call manufacturers, write them, because their job is to make you happy. And I've been in this business a long time, and I've spent many, many hours, and I'm happy that I have, on the phone or exchanging emails with individual consumers. Don't assume that a company won't answer a question. If you don't understand something on the label, call them. And if you don't like the explanation, you might want to consider using a different product.
Oh, I like that.
And that falls right into no one food or treat is perfect for every pet. Occasionally I'll have people tell me, hey, I'm on XYZ and it's $100 a bag. So it's obviously a really good product. You know, one of the top brands. I don't need to mention brand names. But my dog's not doing so well on it anymore. Well, guess what? That happens. Don't be so married to a product or to a specific product within a product line. Your dog will tell you, or your cat will tell you, if the product is working for them, with their overall health, appearance, vitality. If it doesn't seem like it's working, make a wise choice. Be careful. Don't just switch willy-nilly. If you have a good store that you go to, like the stores, obviously, that you are associated with, Jill, hopefully they will, you know, certainly help you with advice to switch. But don't stick with the food if it's not working for you. And then I want to just jump into some non-food things that I think really need to be thought about more. And one is the vaccine thing.
It's a lot
of controversy, but we've kind of settled among the holistic community on doing the essential puppy vaccines, but then doing titer testing for everything else but rabies for future years. And what titer testing does is it does the an assay of the antibodies in the blood. So instead of spending the $200 to do 7 vaccinations that your dog doesn't need every year, spend that $140, $160 for the blood work. And most of the time, with our dogs, they always come back with huge antibody positives. That means they're healthy. They're maintaining their immunity from the earlier vaccinations, just like humans do. So titer testing. Ask your vet to do it. If your vet won't do titer testing, you might want to consider another vet, I'm sorry to say.
You know, that is so true. And I'll tell you something. I started to ask for the titers because one of my rescue dogs had his distemper shot, and he didn't seem right after that. And I'm not saying no one did, you know, it's just he had a reaction to it. It's just a personal thing. And so the next time they were due, I didn't know that there was an alternative. I didn't know that there was a testing, but I said, what can we sort of do to see if he does have that immunity? It just felt like a gut instinct to me. They told me about the testing. We did that. And sure enough, he had an enormous amount of antibodies for this particular vaccine. So it definitely is worth asking.
And how great is that? It's like giving you like a pat on the back and saying your dog is healthy. So you're not only getting the benefit of knowing that knowledge, but you're finding out really important information. So you're not over vaccinating. You're also getting a clean bill of health in a sense for your animal. So I think it's a fantastic thing to do, and I'm proud of you for asking. I wish more vets would offer the titer option.
You have to ask. I would say you have to ask in most cases.
So let's get out there and ask people.
Yes.
I have one or two other things, and one of them is that it's a non-food thing, but because I have had kind of some experiences consulting with people with problems, you know, in their homes. You know, they'll ask me, because I'm a dog person, can you help us? And I've been finding, and this is kind of sounds strange, that a lot of people have older dogs that are struggling in their homes because of the movement towards lots of wood floors and lots of terracotta and lots of tile, and the poor dogs are not getting good traction on floors. So this is a non-food, non-nutrition issue, but I'm telling you, I helped one family. They dramatically improved the life of a dog that they had just rescued. They were really worried about his adaptation to their home. And we did stair runners and a couple of, like, long runners in between rooms. A whole new dog, adapted to the home much better. And he's not slipping and sliding all over. So please assess your own home and make sure that your dog is comfortable. You don't have to do wall-to-wall. Just create surfaces for dogs to move around. So that's, like, kind of my non-food tip for this year.
I love and, that because, you know, a lot of times the floors are slippery. Wood floors, especially if you're tracking in snow from outside or whatever, there is really a lot of traction issues that can come up, especially with your older pets. I love that tip. That's a terrific one. We only have, you're not going to believe this, we only have a minute left. So what I want to do, Anthony, is I want to direct people to your Facebook page and your website because I know you have this information on there, and I think it's really important for people to go and read more about what you're talking about. So can you give out that?
I will indeed, and thank you for that, because the reports for the winter weather tips as well as the 14 resolutions are available on our website at clearconscience, C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E, pet, singular.com, clearconsciencepet.com. You can find us pretty easily by just Googling Clear Conscience Pet or going directly to the website, and there's a panel right in the middle. It's kind of our, like, headlines. And you'll see it scrolling by with the resolutions for 2014 as well as the safety tips. Just click on those, and you'll be able to check those things out. And our Facebook page is Clear Conscience Pet LLC. Unfortunately, it's kind of annoying, but it's just the way it worked out because of issues with Facebook. So Clear Conscience Pet, if you Google Clear Conscience Pet Facebook, you'll get right to our page. And we have been nominated as Best Pet Treat of the Year by the Doggington Post. So we would love to have, you know, your fans vote for us, but most importantly, we just appreciate the opportunity, and we especially want to thank you for the good work that you do for the rescues, Jill. That's why we're excited to be on with you anytime.
Oh, thanks so much, Anthony. Let's get you back and talk about more of these resolutions and, of course, the winter pet tips as well. So everyone, please go to their website, clearconsciouspet.com, and everyone, we will be right back.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world,
hey everyone, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending this time with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, the organization that provides extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. Check us out at projectpositive.org, P-A-W-S-I-T-I-V-E. I am so excited to have Dr. Carol back with me again. I really feel privileged to actually have her every week. We all know her as the world-renowned veterinarian and author. She's a freaking a frequent guest on the Today Show, Good Day LA, and Discovery's Animal Planet. And Dr. Carol has also been featured in USA Today, the LA Times, and the prestigious New York Daily News. I say it every week. Can't believe she's on here with me on Gimme Shelter. Dr. Carol, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Jill, and to all of your pet-loving listeners. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It really is. So let's get started. I want to talk about something that actually happened to me right before we went on Christmas break. I found a couple lumps on my dog, Killian, my chocolate lab Killian, who we really talk about a lot, actually, with kidney disease. And it really freaked me out. So I was hoping we could sort of talk about these lumps that just kind of appear out of nowhere, and when we should be concerned about that?
That's a great question. And certainly, most of us are familiar with the fact that cancer is today the leading cause of death in dogs and cats, and the incidence is increasing really at an almost explosive rate. A tumor, which is just another name for cancer, is defined as an uncontrolled overgrowth of cells. There's a couple different kinds of tumors. If a tumor is benign, kind of like a mole, the cell growth would be restricted to a local area, and it can be surgically removed, and the pet would be just fine. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, when they say that a cancer or a tumor mass is malignant, that means that it can spread throughout the body, ultimately causing death. So what do you do? Well, certainly, it's a great idea as a pet owner to just maybe take a couple minutes each day, stand back and take a look at your dog from every angle, then take your hands and just run them all along your dog's body, from the tip of his head to all the way back to his tail, and just get a feeling for what your dog feels like normally. And that way, if you do find something, a little lump or a bump, then that would be the time to address that to your veterinarian. Now, generally, if you see a lump or a bump, and it just seems to stay the same, that's usually a good sign. On the other hand, if you see a little lump or a bump, it starts to grow pretty quickly, changing in size, it oozes, breaks open, is very hard and firm and seems to be attached to the body, or maybe it becomes an unusual color, those are definitely cause for concern. What your veterinarian can do, he can take a look at it. They can do what they call a cytology. It's actually called an aspiration cytology. And he just takes a little needle, puts it into the mass, and withdraws some cells. It doesn't hurt the pet, and it requires no anesthesia. He looks at those under the microscope, and that helps to determine the severity, and sometimes offers you a diagnosis, on the situation. If an aspiration biopsy is not enough information for the pathologist to get a definitive diagnosis, then we take a biopsy, which does require at least a little bit of local anesthesia, and we just remove a little tiny piece of tissue, no bigger than the size of a head of a pin, and then that gets sent to the lab for pathology, and that does offer a definitive diagnosis. Certainly, there are many, many things that we can do for cancer today. Certainly, the traditional veterinary oncologists, which are cancer specialists, offer chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, and newer treatments include phototherapy, hyperthermia, which is heat, and cryosurgery, which is freezing. They're also starting to do a lot of immunotherapy, which is a way to stimulate or boost the immune system using various, medications.
Wow.
Certainly, the best treatment in all cases would depend on the type of tumor, the extent of its development, as well as the health status and age of the dog. And in all cases, the earlier a mass or a cancerous tumor is detected, the chance of recovery is always the greatest. Tomography is something that helps to detect stages cancer at its earliest stages. And always keep in mind that 90% of pet cancers are curable if we are able to detect them at that earliest stage, which is stage one. What are the most common sites, Jill, for dogs to develop tumors? The lymph nodes, certainly lymphoma, also referred to as lymphosarcoma, is the leading cause of cancer in dogs
really?
In this country. Absolutely. As well as cancer of the bone, skin, and mammary glands.
Skin cancer as well. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and certainly this time of the year, at least for us up here in the snowy areas of the country, don't have to worry about sunburn. But sunburn is a cause of skin cancer in people, as well as pets.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yep, and for people with white kitties that love to lay in that window, or with little dogs with thin skin, with white skin, pointers, bull terriers, Dalmatians, they are also equally at risk. A little bit of sunblock, a little cover-up, those are things that certainly helps. Remember that, unfortunately, only 3% of chemotherapy actually is effective for pets with respect to curing cancer.
Oh, really?
And that is a time when alternative veterinary medicine or some of our complementary natural therapies really do come into play, and they do offer dogs and humans, I might say, a true chance at good life. We use different herbs and different compounds. We have an anti-cancer diet. We try to eliminate the carbohydrates because that's what cancer cells grow on. And something I found very interesting was that a normal cell has 10,000 insulin receptors, but a cancerous cell has 160,000 or 16 times more insulin receptors than a normal cell. And those insulin receptors are looking for glucose, which is blood sugar. So that just tells you that those cancer cells have two big requirements. One is sugar. They live on sugar. And what is the second one? An anaerobic or an environment without air. So two things that we can do. One, ozone. Ozone, which makes what we call an anaerobic or an airless environment. Ozone treatments are available in a variety of methods. We have hyperbaric oxygen chambers. We have creams, lotions, and salves. And again, we have these great cancer diets, and there is so much new information available for cancer. We're able to type the cancer. We have genetic testing, which tells us the type of cancer, and then we can even do cancer sensitivity testing, which takes the type of cancer, kind of like with a urine culture and sensitivity, matches it up to a variety of chemotherapeutic drugs, and then gives you a report on which chemotherapeutic drug would be most likely to kill the cancer at what percent expected rate of success. So if you have a pet who is diagnosed with cancer, you don't have to stand back and settle for what people have been offered in the past. We have lots of new options available that are effective. In my veterinary practice, we treat a lot of dogs with lymphoma, also known as lymphosarcoma. Most of these people do not elect radiation or chemotherapy. We use natural nutrients, vitamin supplements, immune boosters, and a cancer-fighting diet. And our success rate over the last 5 to 6 years is 2+ years of extremely high-quality life. And when I say that, what I mean is the pet owners come in and they say, Dr. Carroll, my dog is doing so well. If I didn't have this piece of paper in front of me with the biopsy results, I would never suspect that my dog had cancer.
Unbelievable, Dr. I mean, that's the thing. We have options. We have options. We're going to be right back, everyone, with Dr. Carroll, and we're going to be talking about some really important tips for 2014. We'll be right back.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-caller technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. I'm going to dive right back into it. We're talking with Dr. Carol today. Right now, we're going to switch and talk about emergencies and first aid kits in 2014. How are we going to be best prepared in 2014 in case the worst happens? So, Dr. Carol, welcome back. Let's talk about that. An emergency, what do we do? My first instinct is to panic, but I know I don't want to do that.
Right. Absolutely. Because in spite of our best efforts, the fact is emergencies happen. So what is the most important thing to do? Well, know your veterinarian's procedures for emergency situations, especially the ones that occur at odd hours, and be able to recognize a true emergency. Being able to do that allows you as a pet owner to react more appropriately in a stressful situation. Simple tips. Keep the phone number of your veterinarian as well as that of a local emergency vet posted in a convenient location. Mm-hmm. 3 of the most common types of poisonings, antifreeze. That's a big one for us in the winter areas of this country.
Right.
Rodenticides and garbage. Those are the three top pet poisonings. Anytime you suspect a poisoning, call your veterinarian right away. Certain poisons do not become apparent until 24 to maybe 72 hours after the fact.
Absolutely.
Remember, in the case of antifreeze, the first 24 hours are absolutely critical. Why? Because after that, most dogs die regardless of therapy because the pet goes into irreversible kidney and liver failure.
And it's just a small amount.
Just a small amount. A tablespoon for a dog, a teaspoon for a cat.
Wow.
Really, that's just all it takes.
And the name of the name, I'm sorry, but this is really important. The name of the other brand, is it Sierra?
Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A, okay. Is a brand of antifreeze that contains propylene glycol as the active ingredient instead of ethylene glycol. It works just as well in your car. It is toxic to pets, but it is far less toxic than standard antifreeze, meaning
okay.
that if your pet gets into it, there is a far greater chance that we'll be able to get him out of it.
Okay.
So that's a big one. Now, another thing, remember 75% of all emergencies in the U.S. are dogs hit by a car. And who do you suppose is the most common person that hits that dog?
I don't know.
It's the pet owner, and they hit him in their own driveway.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And the lesson to take home is don't let your dogs run loose.
Right.
Make sure they have an area outside where they can run and have a good time safely. Mm-hmm. And always keep your eyes, you know, and your brain sharp when you're pulling in and out of your driveway, just in case a little dog or kitty happens to be right there. And again, living here in the winter areas of the country, honk that horn and bang on the lid a couple of times, because kitties love to snuggle up in those warm car engines.
Yeah, that's a big one. We have to make sure we do that.
Yeah. Now, other than just, you know, emergencies, 75% hit by car, what are other conditions that you should know that require emergency care? Just in general, vomiting or diarrhea lasting for over 24 hours. Appetite loss for over 2 days in a row. Remember, you kitty owners, if a cat doesn't eat for 3 days, just 72 hours, they get something called a fatty liver, hepatic lipidosis. That becomes a very complicated situation, which perpetuates and comes to the point where we have to actually put a feeding tube in the cat until we can get that cat to start eating. So that's a big one. Bloated, distended stomachs in your big, deep-chested dog breeds. Watch out for bloat. Exercise before you eat. Feed multiple small meals each day and stay inside for at least 2 hours after you eat to avoid bloat.
Oh, it's 2 hours. I was doing an hour and a half.
Hour and a half to 2 hours is
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you think those anti-bloat bowls work?
Anti-bloat what?
Food bowls, they have like little, they're like, they make the dogs eat more slowly.
Yeah, they have little pegs in them. And keep in mind that those bowls make it so that pets eat more slowly. Mm-hmm. They still eat the same amount of food. So after they finish eating, if they don't rest for an hour and a half to 2 hours, is it possible that they would go outside and bloat? You bet your money.
Okay.
So the bowl slows down the eating. The bowl has no effect at all on whether or not your dog will bloat.
Okay. Oh, but interesting.
Yes, that's a great marketing tool, but in actuality, it's not exactly the truth.
Okay.
So the bowls are good, slows down the eating, but we've got to rest for an hour or two after we eat, you know, to avoid the possibility of bloat. That's a big one. A couple other just true emergencies, eye injuries, choking, animals that are having convulsions or seizuring, and cats, especially neutered male cats that are having trouble urinating. They keep walking up to that litter box and squatting back and forth, and not producing much urine. That is also a true life or death emergency. You've got 24 to 48 hours, depending on the size of the kitty and the size of his bladder, before it would be a fatal situation. We call that feline urologic syndrome, neutered male cats trying to urinate. That is another one. It's a big, big one not to forget.
I've never heard of that before, actually. I mean, I don't own cats, but I didn't realize that was something that would be a real true emergency.
Yes. Urinary problems in cats are kind of like bread and butter or boxers and cancer. They just go together. And so if you have a cat that's urinating in funny places or looking like he's trying a lot of times and you haven't seen urine be produced, you need to call your vet ASAP. That's a big one. Now, another great thing for pet owners to do is to just keep a first aid kit on hand.
Right. Absolutely.
And how do you do that? Well, you know, if you have minor cuts, wounds, poisonings, certainly you want to have, the standard items in your first aid kit. But what are some additional items that you might want to have? Well, you could have that box 5 flower rescue remedy. That's a little homeopathic liquid remedy made from flowers. It helps to calm down pets in a stress situation. So you can put 10 drops in the water. You can rub them on what we call the pulse or the pressure points which would be the hairless areas of the inner ear, as well as the groin. You can do it as often as every 20 minutes as you're on the way to your veterinarian or emergency facility. Arnica, we call it Arnica Montana. It comes as a liquid as well as a tablet. Two drops on the tongue every 15 minutes for muscle injury and other trauma is very helpful to relieve pain. Stop bleeding. A little styptic powder is very helpful, like if you have a torn toenail. If you don't have that on hand, remember that toothpaste as well as corn flour will help to stop that bleeding. And if your pet has perhaps eaten something that he or she shouldn't have eaten, and you want to induce vomiting, 1 teaspoon per 5 or 5 mLs per 10 pounds of body weight using serum of Ipecac will induce vomiting. One of my favorite home remedies to induce vomiting, and remember, it's only good if it's been less than 2 hours from the time that the pet consumed whatever he or she consumed. You can use hydrogen peroxide. You have to do it carefully. But you want to go with about an ounce, which is 30 mLs, for approximately a 30-pound dog. And you can adjust that respectively, you know, for the body weight. But you can do that every 15 minutes up to 3 times. And usually, it will induce vomiting in a big way.
Yeah.
A rectal temperature is good to have on hand. Normal rectal temperatures in a dog, anywhere from 100 to 103 degrees Fahrenheit, 37.8 to 39.4 degrees centigrade. But 101.5, that's what I remember, is classically normal. Again, anything less than 96 or over 105 is definitely an urgent emergency. Those are temperatures theoretically incompatible with life. You could throw a little triple antibiotic in there for just cuts, scrapes, and minor wounds.
Dr. Carol, I'm going to have to cut you off. I can't believe it. I just looked at the time, and we are way over time right now.
Okay.
These are amazing things for first aid kits, and I know I've written them all down, and I know that's absolutely what I'm going to do. So everyone hold tight. We will be right back.